A reading from Matthew 10:37-39. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
Wow. What is your first love? And for most of us, at least for me, my first love was anything but Jesus and for much of my life. And even when I came to accept Jesus, I'm not sure I accepted him as my first love. I mean, I think that that is hard for all of us because we have so many other things that are competing for our attention, for our affections, for our, whether it's, I mean, he's addressing all of this, our families, whatever.
Yeah, it's the whole issue of good and best. Certainly we're to love our parents, and we're to love our sons and daughters, and we're to love people. That's the second commandment. And that's a high calling, but we're never to love anyone or anything more than we love God. And that's a challenging thing. It's a real challenging thing, because how do you measure this idea that to love God is the best? And, you know, we often say to God, well, if you loved me, you wouldn't expect this of me. And it's a challenging thing put before us. It reminds me of a psalm that someone shared with me a while ago, and it really has stuck with me. For behold, let's see what the psalmist says. Psalm 73, he says, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire beside you. Since I've heard that psalm, it seems like all my readings and my thoughts have gone back to that aspect, because there's so many things on earth I desire besides God. And the psalmist says, who do I desire but you, O God? You're enough for me. And the challenge in life is really rooted back to the first commandment, to have no other gods before the true living God. And Jesus gets at this here.
I don't want to take us afield, but in the 18th chapter of Luke, you have the rich young ruler who comes to Jesus and says, how do I, good teacher, how do I essentially earn eternal life? And Jesus says, you know, the commandments, and then one of the first ones is to love your parents, love your father and mother. But what is excluded there is the first four commandments, which is to love the Lord your God above everything else. And this reminds me of that. A lot of people default to the last six of the commandments, starting with love, you know, honor your father and your mother. But they lay aside the first one because that's by far the hardest one.
Yeah.
And the rich young ruler goes away sad because he doesn't recognize right before him is the Son of God.
Right. And so the challenge for all of us is to do good things, obviously, but don't miss the best. Don't lose the first love. And in truth, if you love God fully, all those loves, other loves, will be given back to you. If you start with all those other loves, you'll never get to love God. And so the challenge is to begin with God and allow his love to flow into all these other relationships.